You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Last week, A.K. Salim led the program off. Here he is again. There's A.K. Salim writing and directing for a sextet. It's a piece called Talk That Talk from March 1957. The album was originally called Flute Suite on the Savoy label. A.K. Salim was the director. Joe Wilder trumpet, Frank West on tenor, Frank Rehack on trombone, Hank Jones piano, Wendell Marshall on the bass, and Bobby Donaldson on the drums. Talk That Talk from A.K. Salim. It gets us started on Jazz Oasis. Here's Miles Davis.
Thank you.
others Bill Evans and Green Dolphin Street, recorded for the Milestone label. Actually, Green Dolphin Street was the title track from January 1959, not with the usual trio. This time, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Rounded out our opening set here, it was pretty simple. We started out with Three Sides by Miles Davis. This was all pretty much early Miles. First, we listened to the title track to the package called Conception on the Prestige label, recorded in October 1951. Miles on trumpet, Jackie McLean alto, Sonny Rollins tenor, Walter Bishop Jr. piano, Charlie Mingus on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Then, off a package on the Capitol label, Birth of the Cool, we listened to Boplicity. Again, it was Miles on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Sandy Siegelstein on flugelhorn, Lee Konitz alto, Jerry Mulligan baritone, John Lewis piano, Bill Barber tuba, Nelson Boyd bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. Boplicity. And the last of the three was Miles from June of 1955 off a package on the Prestige label called The Musings of Miles. We had The Gal in Calico. Miles there, Red Garland piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Of course, that brought us around to Bill Evans and Green Dolphin Street. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. On this next set, we're going to go to Bop City with Howard McGhee.
Thank you.
All right, Howard McGhee. Four sides in a row, all four of them were on the Dial label, and they date from 1946 and 1947. Let's go to the top of the set. We started out with a side from December 1947, a piece called Dorothy, with Howard McGhee on trumpet, James Moody on tenor, Milt Jackson vibes, and then the rhythm section, Hank Jones on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and J.C. Hurd on the drums, which sort of struck me as weird. I never regarded J.C. Hurd as a bop drummer, but he seemed to be holding his own there. After that initial side, we went to a mood piece, Midnight at Minton's, from October 1946, different band this time, Howard McGhee trumpet, Teddy Edwards tenor, Dodo Marmarosa piano, Arv Garrison on guitar, Bob Kesterson on bass, and Roy Porter on drums. Then for a piece called Night Music, December 1947, again Howard McGhee trumpet, James Moody on tenor, Milt Jackson vibes, Hank Jones piano, Ray Brown bass, J.C. Hurd on drums, and that same lineup from the same session for the last piece we heard, which was Cooley Reenie, again from December 1947. Howard McGhee here on Jazz Oasis on the Dial label. Let's start this next set with Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Thank you.
You're too lovely to last. Lips are saying love. All worries have passed. Then I get that feeling. You're too lovely to last. Will I ever know of real love, so I can forget you? Will I always have to steal love? What am I to do? Soon the night is gone. Dreams are fading fast. Then I wake up knowing you're too lovely to last.
How about that? Billie Holiday, I guess that goes a little earlier than we normally do, but what a hidden gem that one was. I found that in a 10-CD box set called The Complete Recordings of Billie Holiday, The Complete Billie Holiday on Columbia, 1933 through 1944. This particular side dates from March 1939, and among the players, Hot Lips Page and Tab Smith. Billie Holiday, Too Lovely to Last. Rounds out our set. We started with Eddie Lockjaw Davis, a little tenor organ action there, and Little White Lies, April 1955. Jaws on tenor, Doc Bagby organ, and Charlie Rice on the drums. Then we had a pair by James Moody, during the time that he was in Scandinavia. Both sides recorded, I believe, in Stockholm, January 1951. We had Loved Walked In, and then Two Feathers, both of them on the Metronome label in Sweden. And that brought us around to Billie Holiday. Guess what? That's just about got it again for this week. We're end of the trail for another session with you. It is Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Our timeline, basically the years that we cover, are 1944 through 1964, and we generally don't stray too far beyond either end of the limit there. We're going to do it again next week. We hope you'll make plans to be with us then to take us on out of the hour. Let's call on Horace Silver. This goes back to October 1963. Calls this Lonely Woman.